the DC food and wine community is always looking at ways to get you out and to have a good time. So on any given day, including President's Day, you can find a variety of events going on in and around the DC metro area, whether it's wine dinners, wine tastings, cheese tastings, beer dinners, or a game dinner, for example. There's always something fun going on. So especially with the weather as of late, what better time to get out of your house? The five events I'm talking about right now are five of probably 60 or 70 events going on all week. So there's a lot to do, a lot to drink, and a lot to eat. So let's start off with Artini. So now you know the Artini event is hosted by the Corcoran every year. It's a huge event that culminates at a huge party at the Corcoran Art. And these mixologists around town are inspired by pieces of art at the Corcoran, and they host events at their restaurants. So this week on Tuesday at the Gibson, mixologist Frank Jones is creating his artistic martini based off of his inspiration, which was a Thomas Hart Benton painting. So, so you can go in, try his drink, and then you can go to the big event at the end of the month and vote against all the others who are participating. Super fun event. Do not miss that. Now, it's the 9th annual Turn Up the Heat Gala at the Ronald Reagan Building. Now, this benefits the ovarian Cancer National Alliance. I've been to this event every year. It's amazing. Every woman chef in the DC metro area participates in this event. They cook fabulous, wonderful food, and it really raises funds for an incredible Excellent. Organization. So if you've never been before, I highly recommend going to it. It's a heartfelt event. People are really behind the organization, Ovarian Cancer National Alliance, and all the chefs come out for it, and it's really amazing. Now, for those of you who are looking to better your cocktail prowess, I got one for you. The Bar Mini Cocktail class. They are doing a Mad Men era style class.
Ooh.
You can learn how to make all those fancy drinks.
Can we dress appropriately?
You could. You may be alone in that, but you can absolutely do that. But I think more importantly, when you walk away, you can host your own party where people can come dressed up and have a good time. Now, the two big ones this week that I'm very excited about are both on Thursday. First, Todd Gray at Equinox. He is doing his game dinner. So this means that they will be serving all sorts of game throughout the evening. They're going to do this on the heated patio, where you can watch the team grill all sorts of various meats throughout the evening. Of course, there's also going to be select vintage beers from Goose Island. This should be a really fun evening. And given the weather and everything, it's just game.
And love that they have a heated patio.
So much fun. So
to be able to eat outside and not be freezing.
Exactly. But it's going to be like venison and quail and boar. I mean, don't do that. No, this is food that like warms you from the inside out. So that's going to be tons of fun. And then at Terrera Winery, the Bone Yard Wines are taking over Terrera Winery. So this is a new wine that Terrera is putting out, and they are sort of doing like a pop-up there at Terrera Winery with this whole Boneyard Wines. So they'll be pouring the wines. You can ask questions about it. You can talk to the winemakers.
Wow.
It's a real
nice to be able to do that right here.
I know, right? Just not far away at all. So it's a real opportunity to go and find out about a brand new wine that I believe you can only get through membership only. So it's definitely something to check out.